This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Ed, I don't know that you're the type of guy to get angry about a bunch of kids playing sports behind the house, in front of the house, whatever. Do you? Oh, go ahead. You have something?
No, it's my shovel. I'll save it. Something along those lines.
It's not what I'm about to read about the Long Island Man,
I experienced this myself Saturday.
Okay, so here, let me throw this one at you. There's a Long Island man who got arrested after he yelled death threats to five-year-old kids playing sports at a school behind his house.
Okay.
He was yelling at them from the backyard. 66-year-old Seaford Long Island man allegedly shouted death threats and profanities at a group of five-year-olds. Michael Marin allegedly stormed into his yard Thursday evening and screamed, "I will kill you," to 5 and 6-year-olds. So after he gets arrested, because his house borders the elementary school where 500 students are enrolled. So kids are always out there at the schoolyard.
Yeah.
People go to play there. You go play basketball, pick up, you know, baseball or football, maybe goofy things. Maybe you're just out there working out, running around. Marin was arrested Friday in a rain, Saturday at the First District Court in Hempstead, on charges
Hempstead,
of
Long Island,
endangering the welfare and making terroristic threats. My favorite part about this is following his arraignment, he said, "I would never do that." Marin's had prior incidents and interactions with school community, including a previous arrest for firing a BB gun at the school in 2014. Judge Renta Irwin ordered the loudmouth to be released without bail, under the condition that he submit to electric monitoring and stay away from the school. His house is in the backyard of the school. How do you, like, that's his punishment?
It's so weird because when I lived in Tampa, my house was my backyard was next to Roosevelt middle school, I think it was. Mm-hmm. That's kids were loud all day. It's a school. I bought the house there knowing this because it was convenient because I could have thrown Jack over the fence to go there.
I told you, when we lived in Perry Hall, the HOAs, they're all a-holes, man. I get tired. Some of these people take their jobs too seriously.
Oh, for sure.
And I'm not saying people that don't keep up on their house or do these things. I had a basketball hoop, a portable hoop that I would bring out and let the kids in the neighborhood. I lived on a circle. Let the kids in the neighborhood come out and play. Somebody in the neighborhood would always bitch that the hoop is out there for kids to play on. It's in my driveway, so it's not blocking anybody. It's not around any other cars. And so it became such an issue that they told me I had to put it away. So you know what I'd do is I'd get up in the morning, come to work, or I'd go work out or go play basketball, wheel the hoop out to the front. And when it got dark at 9 o'clock at night, I'd wheel that bitch back in just so it was out there all the time until I wanted it to come back in for the night.
Yeah.
And it's just so stupid that it comes in for the night. Nobody's out there at night. Nobody's playing at night. It bothered me. It's kids having fun, and you're bitching about it.
That's the five-year-old thing is crazy. But again, a guy with a history, you're going to shoot at these kids with a BB gun?
I will kill you.
Come on. Like the only time I've done that, it's funny. When you bring up these stories, it kind of always jogs me. I was in Ocean City years ago, like probably 6-7 years ago. And I can't remember what hotel it was at. But anyway, our room was next door to a bunch of teenage, not teenage, boys in their 20s. Mm-hmm. But I mean, they're getting ridiculous loud to the point where I couldn't even take a nap. I'm trying to lie down and the music with the walls were vibrating. Like, I give it a minute. I was like, hey, you know, banging a wall, lower the music. Then all of a sudden, I couldn't take it anymore. You know when you finally the switch is flipped?
It happened to me at the movies.
Jumped out of bed, threw the balcony or whatever door open, like, top, lower that music! And I'm like, I'm in my underwear.
Oh, nice.
So they're looking at me like, what? They turn the music down. And I wonder, like, as I'm telling the story, if they're listening now, they'll probably remember. I remember that crazy old bastard, the leopard underwear. Oh, I don't know. Leopard briefs.
Why'd you bury the headline? You had leopard briefs on?
I did.
Oh, yeah. My goodness.
You know me. I have leopard shoes, a leopard jacket for New Year's Eve. That's what I wore. I wore it to the thing.
I remember your leopard jacket.
Yeah. I wore it to our New Year's Eve thing, the station event. Down at the Maryland Live.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I walk in, this old guy goes to the old man. He goes, you look like Tom Jones.
Well, it's not unusual for me to look like Tom.
Oh, I see what you did there.
See, how about this story? Los Angeles business owner has a new way of getting homeless people to move away from the store. He blasts Baby Shark on repeat, loudly as it can be, especially when the store is closed, to keep them away. So they don't sleep there at night.
Yeah,
I actually appreciate that tactic funny. More than hitting the guys with water hoses and stuff. But I don't think you have an issue with either one of them.
No, but I can tell you firsthand it works.
Yeah.
Because.
That's torture.
It is torture. They use that for, you know, Waco. They did lambs being slaughtered, if you remember, to try to get them out of the house and stuff over and over last week. When I pledge a fraternity, I'm probably get blackballed, giving up secrets now. For the 3-4 days that you're in there, locked in the house, working, sleep deprived, you know, humiliated, they play something on a loop every year. And when
they're
I
coming
was
coming to take you away,
that was the year we played. It was this, okay. That was the next the class behind us. They played that.
Napoleon, I remember part of that
what
story.
What was his name? Napoleon
Bonaparte.
Was it Bonaparte? Did he take that name?
I don't know.
But that was Napoleon. Somebody. But they're coming to take me away on a loop. My year when I was pledging, it was why don't we do it in the road?
Oh, okay.
Which is awful.
Well, there are any song you listen to on a loop is going to end up being awful at some point.
Especially if you're picking an awful song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, then you get Rolf Harris, Timey Kangaroo Down Sport. But yeah, Baby Shark's an interesting way to go. Let's get to some of the Diddy stuff. Have you looked into this at all? Like, have you watched any of this stuff, read anything on it?
I'll be honest with you, no. I'm trying hard not to just get involved with these things because it's so disgusting. It's like, I don't know. I just don't care. This is such awful stuff. And I wonder how much is, so obviously a lot of it's probably real. Some of it may be exaggerated, people jumping on. It's like, I wonder how many people, you know, willingly participated in this stuff. And then now they, you know, they're humiliated. They're going to say I was drugged. And like, there's so much you don't know. I'm like, I don't even want to know. It's Napoleon XIV was the guy. Mm-hmm. That's who did this song.
Well, so the stuff with Diddy and the things that are going off, they talk about all the wild freak-offs that they had there, all the lube and things going on. They said that Kid Cudi was lucky to be alive after his car suspiciously exploded after Diddy threatened him.
Yep.
Diddy's lawyer didn't want a woman speaking that Diddy allegedly shot at. And on top of it, they were talking about all the sexual exploits. Like Cassie was talking about basically how he would make her have sex with escorts and different things, and he wanted to watch, the biggest cuckold in the world. And when the guy would finish, he would want the guy to put stuff on his chest and rub his nipples. Like, he was into some, he's an interesting
pretty
guy.
Pretty creative stuff there.
Yeah, some weird sexual stuff. And then they're obviously, everybody's waiting for celebrities' names to go into this and find out who was there. But just because someone was there doesn't mean that they necessarily did something there. I'm sure there are people that said, hey, I'm going to a fun party. And then all of a sudden, maybe you didn't see anything. Maybe you were there and everything's fine. Maybe some of this stuff went on behind closed doors, but there's alleged drugging, all the stuff that went on. But the other thing that really stands out is this dude was trying to be a gangster. They talk about all the people that he allegedly had killed, tried to kill, did have killed, whether or not he was in on it. So there's a lot coming out. And they're talking about Diddy promised Cassie 10 albums and he only gave her one. Today, the prosecution is pulling up sexting between Diddy and Cassie from 2009. I can't wait to stare at some big, big D. Who do you think said that one?
Well, she'd be the obvious choice. It had to be him.
He's a weird guy, yeah. Man. Diddy's bodyguard, Big Homie, seemingly confirmed that Jamie Foxx was poisoned by Diddy. This dude had
really?
All kinds. Yeah, they're talking about him poisoning and killing people. We talked about the stuff that happened. Heavy D died and how he died and Kim Porter, his ex-wife, and how similar everything was.
I'll tell you what, if Putin ever steps down, there's a job for Diddy.
So anyway, it's just, yeah. Cassie said she was basically a sex worker, and the judge told the jury to disregard that statement. It's an interesting trial if you guys want to look into it. He seems like an awful human being. Anyway, we're going to get to some more Orioles talk. I know we had people that wanted to call in. We didn't get to you. 410-583-1057. Could Hyde's dismissal put this team on an even worse path? Is there any thought of this team giving up? If they haven't already, let's give your thoughts and ours. 410-583-1057 right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Welcome back. Big Bad Morning Show. I think you should have done one bourbon, one shot, and one beer, because that's pretty much what you want to have every single inning watching this Orioles team play. So we talked about Brandon Hyde's firing. The dismissal with him, does it put him on a worse path? Is there any thought to this team giving up? And let me preface this by saying it, because it looked like, I don't want to say they gave up, but it's very defeating when you start off down that many runs and looking up at it.
Yeah.
Like Kyle Gibson came out and just couldn't retire anyone. That's incorrect. Maybe he just retired himself. He couldn't get anyone out. And then you come back on Sunday with what you deem to be your best pitcher, right, Eflin?
Mm-hmm.
And I kind like, I hate saying I saw this coming to fruition with Eflin, because I tend to do this thing in gambling. When a guy comes off the IL, I typically attack certain guys in their second start, either betting against them or betting on the total.
Right.
I don't know why. It just feels like you come out, especially if you had a good start off the rehab. Like certain players you do that with. But with Eflin, you looked at the conditions of the day, and it's not like he's a big strikeout guy. You get the ball in the air, it could leave, and they just. I mean, it was just a comedy of errors with what went on over the weekend. But do you believe they quit, or was it a sad state of affairs with the circumstances and what happened Saturday or Sunday? Because I think this week will tell you a lot about this team.
It's hard to say if they quit when they were down 7-0 in the second inning.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how do you climb back from that given the state of affairs here? So I'm not so sure they quit, but you know, then they score in the fifth, sixth, seventh. They, you know, score four runs and start to come back a bit. So at that time is what's, you know, it's 8-4, I guess. But it's just like, really frustrating. It's really frustrating. And then, you know, I don't know. You're facing a pitcher who's in the area of six. This isn't like, you know, you're facing Skeens or something. Like, Soroka's got a six ERA. And you can't do anything.
You had perfect hitting conditions and you made Jake Irvin look like Cole Irvin. No, I'm sorry. You made Jake Irvin look like Cy Young winner on Saturday.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell? This is a guy that he hits so many effing bats. You're making bad players look great. And we go back to it when they face left-handed pitching. And they make those guys look like Sandy effing Koufax, like average left-handers.
Yeah.
Logan Allen shut down this team. Some of you guys out there probably don't even know what team he's on. He's the soft-throwing lefty for the damn Guardians, and he shut down the team.
That was unbelievable.
And again, I wouldn't think much of it if it was a singular incident. It's not like any one of these pitchers can't come out and have a great game. But when you're watching every lefty come in, you're going, oh my God, it's a thing.
It is a thing.
You know, when you meet somebody that has a type, they have a type. They can't hit lefties.
Yeah.
So it's frustrating.
Can't go left.
I mean, they seem like frauds. Speaking of frauds, Rashawn's here. You want to talk about the Knicks at all, though?
Frauds?
Yeah.
No, we apologize to Ed, man. I hit him up Friday, man.
You missed a good time Saturday night, though. I know you were working.
Yeah, man. The tornadoes came through, so, you know, duty calls, man.
Yeah. A hero. Don't call yourself a hero, man, because he's, like, we won't. Ever, but you know, he's out there with the tornado helping people get their. Well, you're basically watching other people get people's electric on, right?
I'm not watching. I'm directing them, making sure they work safely, you know, and efficiently.
Yeah. Supervisor.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Did we lose? So, speaking of that, man. Hello.
Yeah, we got it.
Yeah, so you know, I'm at work Saturday, so I said my phone is blowing up. I'm like, what the hell Dustin want, man? I'm like, man, what? Maybe he got locked up at the Preakness or something like that. You know, he's like, man, you heard? They fly high. They fly high, man. You know, because he was one of the people, you know, that hated high, was on the fly high train, and he wasn't going to no more games, and he's about to start supporting the Marlins and all the other stuff, and because of Kyle Stowers and Norby and everything like that, man. But I don't see no change, man. It's saying things went from bad to worse.
Yeah.
You know, and it seemed like it might have affected them, you know, mentally, you know, with the, you know, how they've been playing lately, but especially with Eflin. I thought Eflin was back, you know, back good. But he gave up a ton of runs the other day. And I don't know, it was anywhere, did Hyde lose the clubhouse?
People were saying that, but all the players on Jacob Calvin-Meyer posted something about, hey, this person talked, and it was all the players that talked. He said the only people that haven't talked about the firing of Brandon Hyde to the media is Mike Elias and Rubenstein. But when you said Dustin sent you a message, I didn't think it was about Hyde. Didn't he go viral this weekend? Didn't John Boy tweet out a video of him bitching about the Orioles or something, or was that old?
That was an old video for him getting on Hyde last season when we lost in the playoffs. So, you know, that video got like 1 million views, man.
Somebody said make this guy the president of or the mayor of Baltimore or something. Stupid. But like, yeah. But I don't, it's so weird now that I think some of the people listening to the show know who Dustin is and never seen him. It's like Rashawn talks about him all the time, like they're dating.
You never even called this. Hey, speaking of Dustin, right? You said last week, you're like, hey, man, you know, Dustin's getting more girls than you in Nashville, right?
Yeah.
It came at a price, though. You know, he's about to have a lot more child support payments, you know, than me, too.
No.
So that's all I'm going to say, man.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
His last name is Mr. Bareback, man, you know? Oh, so I'm going to say, man.
Farmer Dustin spreading his seed all the way down to Tennessee.
And now everyone knows.
Thanks, Rashawn. Yeah. Boy.
Damn.
He's going to catch up to another one of your buddies. Man, that's crazy. Listen, again, the Hyde stuff, it's... I know there are people that think he needed to be fired. There are people that didn't like his managerial style. I get that. I don't think he deserved to be fired, but I totally understand
fired. Exactly how I feel. I don't think he deserved it, but this is how it goes. Somebody's going, and you can't fire all the players.
Well, and you
it's always the manager or the coach.
You always thought, too, that he was the guy that was hired to be fired. But we always say that about the initial guy they bring in.
Yeah.
Then the next guy they bring in is going to be somebody established. Like, somebody was like, why don't we go get Bruce Bochy? Well, he's 100 years old. Yeah. But at the same extent, I don't know that he's as analytical as they want him to be.
What about Freddy Gonzalez?
I mean, he was a...
I know he was here, but I liked him as a manager.
I did, too.
I mean, he's the one that sat Hanley Ramirez for misbehaving, and that was tough to do. But I asked him at the spring training. He goes, yeah. I mean, everybody else on the team was looking at me. Like, yeah, good. That's the kind of guy I want. So, I mean, and he was here, and he's the one who said on, I forget, Joe told me he was on. I can't remember what show he was on. But he was talking about, he saw this decline coming.
Oh, he was on one. Was he on Ryan Ripken's show or like one of the MLB Network podcasts? It was MLB Network, yeah. So the other point of this, too, that I wanted to make is like, I talk about analytics all the time, and I don't know why it frustrates me here, because we did an event with some former baseball players, and they brought up analytics, and people are like, oh, I hate the analytics. What do you hate about analytics? All it is information. You use it however you see fit.
Mm-hmm.
If you think something hits at 58% of the time, and that's a good enough value for you, what you're looking at, then you're going to do that every time because you think you're going to win more times than you're not. That's all it is. It's just information. Using analytics, like if you want to sit here and go, I think exit velocity is overrated or whatever it is, because you could look at it now. How many times we heard Adley's hitting the ball right on the button, but it's constantly at somebody. Mm-hmm. At some point, like you pointed out earlier, you got to go, that's fine, but does he need to make an adjustment? Because how does he keep hitting it right at somebody? And it's funny because when somebody's bitching about the analytics, you're not talking about why that person's standing right there to catch the ball, because analytics told you where they should be defensively.
100%. That's exactly what happens.
And I don't get it. Like, a lot of the older ball players go, oh, I hate analytics. It's just info, guys. That's all it is. You use it
how
you see
fit. Someone say it the other night?
Yeah. So, I mean, it's been an ongoing thing where people are like, oh, this team's too analytical. I don't even know what that means. Like, is it... because when we had Hyde and we talked about Logan Allen, and that was the day that Mullins, Holiday, somebody else got benched. It was a left-hander. It was hitting. And we're going, hold on. These guys are hitting. Why are you benching them against a soft-tossing left-hander? And then obviously they didn't come out and hit. The only two hits they got in the game were two left-handers, and I think Mullins pinch hit and got one. And then you look at it from a different standpoint and say, okay, now they're facing a guy with reverse splits. So if you're a lefty with reverse splits, you want lefties in the lineup.
Yeah.
So where do you go analytically with that? If they're telling you, hey, you're going righty-lefty because this happens most of the time, then you have some data on a pitcher saying he's reverse splits. I bring up Kevin Gausman all the time, who was one of the biggest reverse splits guys we had here, and righties would just hit him harder than lefties did for whatever reason. There's some goofy things in sports, man. All right, we'll continue to take some phone calls. We got a lot coming up this hour. If you want to call in, give us your thoughts on Hyde, Elias, this team, 410-583-1057. And look, if you disagree with me or any one of them, don't be afraid to call in and try to bitch us out or at least have a conversation.
Well,
I ain't going to hang up on you. I'll let you say your piece unless you're talking over one another. Ryan Ripken comes up at 7:45, shovels at 8. But up next, again, continue to take your phone calls, 410-583-1057 right here. All right, welcome back. Big Bad Morning Show, taking your calls on Hyde's dismissal. What should this team do? I got a text from a buddy of mine, X, which he said, they gave up in January and February when they thought a rotation of Grayson, Zach, Manbun, Morton, and Sagano was going to make the postseason. Again, like, I would tend to agree with that. I don't agree with a lot of people saying, oh, they should have overpaid Corbin Burns. They offered him more than... per year than even Arizona did, but he wanted to go home. The Garrett Crochet thing, you had to trade for him. I don't know what they asked for, and the Orioles have stated, at least Mike Elias, that they didn't want to give up any one of their big prospects, the big three. And I think you understand why. Maybe people are a little bit more down on Mayo the same way. After Holiday started last year and he was starting slow, everybody's like, well, trade him. That's my favorite thing in sports. That guy sucks. Trade him. How do you sell that to the other team? Yeah. Hey, we've got a guy that sucks. Do you want to give us somebody good for him? People do this all the time. Like, he sucks, trade him.
It brings me back to like before we got Manny up to the majors, we had a caller come in. We should talk to the Mets to get David Wright.
That was Zeno that said that too.
Did he?
Zeno pounded the drum. I said, you're crazy. I would give up Manny Machado and three top prospects to get David Wright. And I'm like, David Wright's okay.
At least he could say that. But, I mean, he was the Mets captain, and the guy was talking about giving him, like, a bag of baseballs. I go, why would they do that? It's like, people bring these trades that are just ridiculous. Like, oh, yeah, I want Garrett Crochet, but I don't give anybody up. you know,
well, that was the thing.
Talking about 15 prospect. Like, no.
I do believe, like, if you were talking about trading for Garrett Crochet, that one of your big three is in there. And look, if you're
sure,
if you're getting a player of that caliber, you're listening to it. But again, this team does not want to move. I also think, this is my opinion, and I know a lot of people aren't going to agree with me on it, but like, I think Mike Elias' plan when the Angelos has owned this team and he came in was to run this team like the Rays, realizing they weren't going to spend money, try to find a way to compete with the big dogs by being different. Mm. And being different is holding on to young talent and guys that you control for a long time, right? And then you've seen some of the trades. They've been kind of like middling trades. They haven't been any like blockbuster move for the Orioles. They haven't done that in a long time. Like even when them traded Machado, they the best thing they got back was Dean Kramer, and you got back five
players.
And
it wasn't supposed to be.
No.
Yusniel Diaz was the name.
But with Rubenstein coming in, like you're sitting here saying, okay, this is a guy that said he's willing to spend whatever, right? Like mm-hmm. You let me know what you need to do. I'm not saying he's going to be ridiculous, but if you have an open checkbook or at least somewhat open, then you can go out and get some things. And I think the biggest egregious thing that they did in the offseason was not kicking the tires on guys like Pivetta and Eovaldi. I didn't want Snell. Snell got way overpaid. Yeah. He's hurt. Corbin Burns didn't want to be here. I mean, you go through all the guys. Max Fried got an 8-year deal. And if you look at the way Max Fried's pitching now, you're going, oh my God, I can't believe, what do you mean it was a stupid signing? Let's talk about it in the back 4 years. Because all the arguments I'm making now with Elias and how things have gone, I can't sit here and tell you. Everybody else seems right because the team sucks right now. You know what I mean? Like, I can't argue those things. I was arguing that I didn't want to trade Jackson Holliday last year. I'm effing glad we didn't.
Mm-hmm.
For what, Tarik Skubal? What do we do in the postseason? Give up 3 runs and lose 2 games? Like, we sucked. We couldn't score any runs. And this has been going on for a while. And all the guys that were screaming in the offseason about what they did, even X was talking about their pitching staff, they're not hitting. So this is the one thing they were supposed to be able to do. Remember the first game against the Blue Jays this year? They hit all those home runs, scored like 10 runs or something. Yes. We're like, oh, this is going to be fun. It's not. It's not. Yeah. This is not fun at all. Let's grab a couple callers. Mike's in Baltimore. Mike, you're on the Fan.
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Good.
Man, I was riding around Saturday listening to the Fan when I found out they fired Hyde, man. I know they had to do something, but it's just a perfect storm with everything. I mean, with the pitching injuries, the injuries in general, but the biggest thing, man, is the not hitting. And, man, I don't know how, you just hit it on it, Jeremy. I don't know how hard that they tried to get a pitcher, you know, once they knew that Burns wasn't coming back. I mean, I don't know how hard they went in for Crochet or whatever, but I'm just not into Elias' offseason moves, you know, the last couple of years, you know, the Kimbrel and this Morton character. And so, you know, Elias has this shoulder to blame for some of this too, man. So, I just want to ask one thing. Ahead. How do y'all think going forward, you know, with this interim manager, you know, Rally Massimino is the name or whatever.
Yeah, that's him. That's the guy that goes Bill Villanova, yeah. They got him.
Anyway, what do y'all think going forward about who's going to be managing this club? Because it's definitely not going to be, you know, the interim manager.
By the way, it's Tony Manzolino. He's Raleigh's cousin. Raleigh Massimino's cousin.
I just did that to do a return.
I know, man. It's funny. Hey, Mike, appreciate the call, man. I'd say this, like, when you look at the way that this roster's constructed and what they could do, I still think there are pieces that they're going to move along. As far as a manager, how many teams fire a manager and then bring in one that year? I think they're riding this out.
They usually ride it out and then bring somebody else in the offseason. Yeah.
What happens if they just keep losing under Manzolino? It's not his fault again. So maybe that's when the other shoe drops and fans who want Elias gone, maybe that's something that happens. But again, we just got to wait and see. As far as bringing in a new manager, don't you feel like they're going to bring in a veteran manager? A guy that's been there before, not a brand new, right? Like, that's typically what happens. Hyde it was his first opportunity to be a manager.
Yep.
The guy was the effing manager of the year 2 years ago. He was runner-up last year, mm-hmm. and then this year he forgot how to manage.
I have a solution for you.
What? Oh, you want to... Where did you get that? It's Ted Lasso and Coach Beard in Oriole uniform.
Is that not fantastic?
Can we, you know, maybe the Orioles should put that believe sign in the clubhouse.
That's what it says.
Yeah, is that?
The quote is, my friend, the Pratt Street Alehouse put this out.
That's awesome.
By the way, give credit to them. It says, okay, hear us out. This could work. Hashtag believe.
Yeah.
Tip of the cap to the Pratt Street Ale House for that post.
Do we have fantastic. A Roy Kent on the team? He's here. He's there. He's every F and where.
Roy Kent.
Yeah. All right. We got to. We got to step out. We'll get to some more phone calls coming up later. Shovels at 8. Ryan Ripken joins us next. We get his thoughts on the firing of Brandon Hyde.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The bad news is nobody wants to look like us. Ugh, it's been a rough stretch. Brandon Hyde fired over the weekend. The Orioles have lost six in a row. Let's bring on Ryan. Hey, Ryan, why don't you fix this damn thing for us, man? Ryan Ripken from the Ryan Ripken Show and Ripping It with Ryan on Fridays. First off, man, how are you?
I'm good. Yeah, sure. Whatever you need me to do, Jeremy, I got you.
Ooh, it's a rough one, man.
Yeah, man. I mean, it is. Look, I know this is the way it goes because somebody you can't fire all the players, but do you think Brandon Hyde was really the reason that, you know, they have a .333 winning percentage?
No. You know, and I think, and look, I understand that when the business, this is the harsh reality of anything, right?
Yeah.
You know, but specifically in sports, you know, losing causes problems, which then means that you have to act. And in this case, the move was Brandon Hyde and then Tim Cousins. You know, Brandon and Tim are very close, obviously, and people lose their jobs. But the reality of what we saw even after the firing is the reality of, hey, it's not as simple as you let him go and this jolts the team. No, there's other fundamental issues that are still wrong with the team, right? Baseball is a really hard game, but it's simple where you got to go out there, you got to pitch, play defense, hit, and situationally, you got to hit. Runners in scoring position, execute all of that. And they're just not doing that enough, you know?
And there's, you know, the injuries, that's not an excuse, but there still are injuries. We just, you know, seeing Tyler O'Neill go on the IL even after the fact. You know, Brandon Hyde wasn't perfect as a manager, but he is far from the reason why the Orioles are where they are. But he was a part of it. You know, I'm not going to take away that he didn't have his responsibility with it.
Of course, yeah.
But there is way more to it, and I hated that you know, it had to come to this, but they felt like they needed to make a move because the team feels like they're just in such a funk.
Well, so talking to Ryan Ripken here on the Big Bad Morning Show, and like, I guess the next shoe to drop would end up being Elias. You know, we've talked about it. I do think injuries are a key component. I can't explain to you what's going on with the guys at the plate and why it's been so bad at times. But, I mean, Mike Elias, to me, has done a phenomenal job in the draft, in the international market, creating certain things for this team. With new ownership, if they got rid of Mike Elias, now you're asking a new owner to kind of figure it out on his own, right? And who to bring in, who's the right guy, who do you trust? And I'm not saying he can't, but this is all still new to him.
Oh, for sure. And I know that everyone, in the Dark Knight for Batman, right? It's, you die a hero or you live long enough to become the villain.
Correct.
Like, look how quickly things have changed, where people were praising him even last year. You know, this is last season in the middle of the season, you know, and even not until this start of the year did people really start to criticize. Now, I will say this, though, you know, Mike's going to be the one here, and he's earned that right in Baltimore. He's done a great job, but does he have to now take a step back and self-reflect and go, we have to change things because what I've put together wasn't good enough for the team? I think people do underestimate that he is the one that, even though he can be very analytical, he has said out loud, hey, this falls on me. This is disappointing, and I'm the one that put this together, and I have to take a look in the mirror and self-reflect. So I do think, you know, the biggest thing to watch, and we're not going to probably see any of that till 2026, you know, is what will they do in the next offseason, and what will they do to address to get past this? And maybe that is something where they go less analytical, not that analytics go away, but I do think philosophically here, there's a combination of what they've been doing obviously hasn't worked that you got to address. And then the other part of it is the human element of the players, of how do we get these guys who are very talented, like this is a talented group, but how do we get them back on track for the long term? Because I don't, like, you know, people saying this window is closed. The window isn't closed with this team.
Not even close.
But it's how do we maximize and how do we get these guys going? And that is going to be the biggest question, short term to get out of this funk and long term to get them believing that they can be one of the best teams in the American League for years to come.
So what do we do in the short term? Because I agree with you. I don't think the window's closed. You got a lot of young talent. It's only May 19th. What do we do this season? Do we just bring, you know, do you want to see everybody now? Like, you know, Basayo and Mayo and see what we got? Or are they going to, you know, wait and see what happens when people are back from injuries?
Yeah, I know it's each day the room for error lessens and lessens, and the percentage of making the playoffs grows even smaller. But you're right, it is only 45 games in, and you had 117 to go. So you can't go, hey, let's punt this thing and let's really shake it up. You know, the short-term thing is you got to learn how to dig out of a funk. You got to learn how to handle the adversity. And right now it's okay. We got to take this one game at a time, literally one game. And let's try to win one game. And let's try to string together things. Let's try to play a fundamental, consistent game tonight, tomorrow. We'll worry about it when it's tomorrow. So that's how I look at it. You know, there's not going to be a short fix. Now, I will say, though, if they do lose more and you get to mid-June and July, and then the picture's in of, you know what, this is a hole that, you know, realistically, we have to make that decision. Then I think you could see the young guys and some people be given more of a leash, because then they're going to have to decide, hey, are you going to keep Cedric Mullins or are you going to trade him? You know, are you going to keep some of these veterans or are you going to trade them? Then I think you get to that discussion. But, you know, if they win six in a row, that can change someone's mind in a hurry. But I know that that's hard to believe right now for people. But that's the short term. You really got to figure out how to win today and worry about tomorrow.
Ryan, quickly, I want to leave on a positive because it seems like Jackson Holiday's starting to figure it out. Give me your thoughts.
Love it. Absolutely love it. If there's one positive that people can take away, and there should be more positives, you know, that we're missing, but Jackson Holiday has been one of my favorite things to watch this year, because with so much negative, and especially you know, and maybe I always have a soft spot for this because of you know, dealing with expectations and pressures, and that's something for me I dealt with a ton, and I give Jackson so much credit. Because I really struggled with that. And for him, he could have wavered last year, but all he did was go back to work, had some struggles this year, and you're blossoming into the player that everyone thought he could be and showing everyone just how talented he is. So I love what he's doing, and I really am excited to see how he finishes up the rest of this year.
Good stuff. Ryan Ripken, check him out on the Ryan Ripken podcast. And, of course, on Fridays, Ripping It with Ryan with Bob Haney. Ryan, as always, man, we appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
I appreciate it. I'll actually see you guys in a couple hours. I'm filling in for Vinny today.
So. Wow. All right.
A little extra Ripken for you.
There you go.
Nobody's going to complain about that. Ryan, we'll see you in a bit, man. Thanks.
Yeah. Bye.
See you, man.
Ryan Ripken. All right. We've got shovels and other stuff that we got to get to. We'll get to some phone calls. I know Antonio's waiting. Ed, why don't you tell everybody a little bit about the shovel you have coming up?
Just, I want to talk about a woman who did something very nice, very brave of her, but I don't know if it was a great idea. I'll just describe something that happened at a gas station the other day.
All right. We'll get to that. I'll give you my shovel. We'll get yours, 410-583-1057, right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.